beautiful swans, steam engines. It's got my attention, and lots of great theater and music all up and down Colorado's Front Range. The Colorado Ballet brings the immortal themes of love unrequited and love redeemed in their stunning production of one of the greatest classical ballets of all time, Swan Lake, which opens tonight and runs through October 23rd at the Ellie Calkins Opera House at the DCPA in Denver. Well, it's First Friday and galleries and shops are sharing their beautiful wares in historic downtown Greeley, Old Town Fort Collins, and so many other areas tonight. Singer-songwriter Lisa Bell has a 7:30 show at the Louisville Center for the Arts tonight. Lisa's new CD, Dancing on the Moon, was produced using A424 RA music tunings rather than the standard A440 frequency. The new tuning is believed to bring healing benefits to the brain and body. Tonight, the Wildflower Concert Series at the Planet Bluegrass Ranch in Lyons continues with the Celtic virtuosity of Solas. Tomorrow, starting at 12:30, delight in running steam engines, Victorian-inspired art show and sale. There'll be steampunk vendors, food, elucidations of the etiquette of afternoon tea, and many other attractions to amaze and amuse. All this fun is happening at the Bellevue Grange tomorrow. Victorian-esque, steampunk attire encouraged, but not required.
I dreamed of home and family there beneath the Spanish.
Hear the great Western and cowboy music of John Chandler, one of the greatest voices on the planet, tomorrow at the coolest bookstore and concert hall in Northern Colorado, Barbed Wire Books in Longmont. The show starts at 7 o'clock.
Don't mind me.
Red Horse, featuring Eliza Gilkison, John Gorka, and Lucy Kaplansky, team up to cover each other's songs and breathe new life into old favorites. The music will be awash in gorgeous harmonies and simple, delicious acoustic production. That's 8 o'clock at Swallow Hill. The Loveland Opera Theater presents a delightful evening of their Everybody Loves Puccini, a gala event and silent auction, and concert. That happens tomorrow night, beginning at 5:30 at Loveland's Rialto Theater. Bob Blue Theater Company presents Quilters, a folk musical story of 19th century pioneer women that shows the fabric of prairie life. The show runs Thursday through Sundays till October 23rd. And hailed by the New York Times as something extraordinary, the Grammy Award-winning Parker Quartet has a 7:30 show at the Fort Collins Lincoln Center tomorrow night. Get the Let Out, the largest nationally touring Led Zeppelin tribute band, rocks the Fort Collins Lincoln Center tomorrow night as well. Focusing on the early years, they touch on the deeper cuts that were seldom heard in concert, unlike this one. It starts at 7:30. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra and the Classical Mystery Tour, four top-notch singers and instrumentalists who even look like the Beatles, will perform 30 of the original orchestrations, put together by producer George Martin and recorded by the Beatles on their later albums. That's tomorrow night, 7:30, at Boulder's Mackey Auditorium. And Sunday night, the Guitar Society of Northern Colorado presents a guitar evening with Alfredo Moro at 7 o'clock at Loveland's Rialto Theater. Acoustic roots guitarist Nick Charles has an 8 o'clock show at Swallow Hill on Thursday. And Debut Theater Company opens their production of Dracula in the Magnolia Theater in the Fort Collins Lincoln Center, opening next Friday at 7. Oh, enjoy all these wonderful events. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.